Celebrations, John. The Meanest Hits is out in a week.
Yeah,
the best of She Had.
I'm stoked about it. It looks good, and it's about time we did it. What's 23 years now, I think?
23 years, yeah.
Now, Roger, I know you've asked John this in the past when you've interviewed him. Is it true that you said you were never going to do a greatest hits?
I read you weren't.
Oh, no, we basically, after every record, it's always like, are you sure we should do a greatest hits? It's like, nah.
Yeah, right.
And then okay, next record, yeah, I reckon it's time, nah.
Right.
And then this time around, it was like, I think it was to do with the fact that we just made this doco and we actually spent a bit of time thinking about our past and stuff. And it was like, whoa, we've got a lot of music, you know? And it's like, and it's just weird when you play like a big day out and you're playing a song like Screwtop in front of people that are probably younger than that song. And it's like, they're getting into it. And it's like, it'd be good for them to actually have a copy of the song. And
I'm just going to hit you with some She Had factoids, John.
Okay, sounds 22 like
22 years, 8 studio albums, 4 number one albums in the country. 3 top 10 singles in New Zealand, more top 40 singles than any other Kiwi artist, and you're in the New Zealand Hall of Fame. So
I heard all those stats and I thought, overachiever.
I thought Bryce was talking about the exponents.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I wish I had Jordan's publishing on that one. I'd say that. Yeah. Gold.
I was going to ask as well, because when I was doing those facts, and obviously, I've said it many times, like, you are my favourite Kiwi band, but I've worked out through counting, and I could be wrong, give or take one or two, but I've seen you 34 times as She Had.
Wicked.
How many times would you have played?
Oh, yeah.
Good question.
That's actually a really, really good question. I have no idea. I reckon there's been years where we've spent, like, you know, when we were in Europe and stuff, we'd play 150 to 180 shows a year. And then, but more recently, it's like way scaled back.
Yeah.
You know, it's like bigger shows, but more few and far between. So it's more like 20, they're more like 30, 40 a year or something, maybe.
Jeez.
So thousands.
Yeah, so easily. Yeah, hundreds and hundreds. Hundreds and hundreds is the best way to put it.
Heaps, bro.
Yeah, heaps, bro. Heaps.
That's just heaps.
That is
heaps.
Truly amazing. That's a lot of shows
over
the years.
Yeah, no, it's good, though. It's like, I like it.
So the Meanest Hits, which is out next week. So there's, there's a track listing here of 20.
Yeah, that's...
And then there's the other album, which is the special deluxe one. Is that right? Tell us about that.
The deluxe is, that's definitely more comprehensive. That's like two discs. And it's like 38 tracks, and not only it's all the singles, but it's also all our live favourites and maybe some of the earlier stuff that, you know, hasn't been released for a while.
So, I mean, this is all the big highlights reel, really, isn't it? But would one of the highlights for you be opening for AC/DC?
Oh, easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Number one highlight?
Oh, yeah, definitely up there. I mean, that Western Spring show was...
Huge. Pretty good.
Huge. Yeah, that was huge. I mean, all the big day outs are special. Traveling around Europe's been special with Faith No More and stuff like that. I mean, even our own tours, you know, when you're seeing all these different places around the world, it's great, you know. Especially if you, you know, rock a crowd on the other side of the world, you know. It's really good buzz, you know.
Back with John Toogood after this. A bit of a competition we're running as well to get yourself to Los Angeles with $500 spending money. And who would John scratch from the lineup for the Melbourne Cup? We'll find out next. Now, John, bit of a competition this week to celebrate the Meanest Hits, which is coming out, She Had's Greatest Hits. When you hear La La Land, your song La La Land, play, if you hear the whole song and you call her 8, because you've released 8 albums, you win a trip to Los Angeles, 4 nights and $500 spending money.
Sweet.
Have you come up with this?
No.
Someone has.
Are you throwing in the money?
Someone has, so well done.
Someone has.
Your record company, well done. That's great.
I think it'd be great. Make sure you join a frequent flyer membership before you go, because there's lots of points there.
It's good, so that's all this week, so that song could play any time. We may only play like 30 seconds of it, then cut it. Yeah. You have to hear the whole song.
Right.
One of us, though, is getting cut for the Melbourne Cup very soon, 10, 15 minutes. So Bryce, as you know, can't go. He can't fly.
Well, what's wrong with him?
He's got a deep vein thrombosis.
Yeah. I've laid to the head.
Yeah.
I've made some poor decisions.
Yeah, with your life.
Yeah.
You're in trouble with the Mrs. Bro.
Yes.
Amongst other things.
So, John, one of us, out of myself, Mulz, and Rog, we'll be here tomorrow morning working with Bryce.
Aww.
So I know it's going to... We're getting nervous. We're packed. We're ready to go because we will be flying today.
Who wants to go the most?
Well, we all do because Roger and I were lucky enough to go last year and it's an awesome event.
We've all been. Miles, you've been a few years ago. Yeah. I mean, we have all been. So
we're lucky if we get to go again. But John, I would ask you, if you had to scratch one of us... Who would you not take to
Well,
Melbourne?
Well, who's the one that doesn't, you know, who can handle missing out on...
Who
can handle missing out on expensively dressed bogans puking on themselves?
Oh, yeah. Now that you put it that way.
I think John's swaying with Mulls.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Okay, we're going with that. Let's go.
Oh, no, I've always liked the exponents.
You used to live in Melbourne and you've never been to the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, luckily. I haven't been covered in someone else's vomit, no.
John, that's not true. I bet you have been covered in
this. That is true.
Talking of poor decisions, in your 22 years, like the poor decisions that I've been making, have you guys ever been arrested as a band or you personally to do with Shehad in those years of all the touring?
We actually did get, we didn't get arrested, we got our marijuana taken off us in Germany after coming across the border from Amsterdam back into Germany. They were just sort of sitting there waiting, picking off all the idiots, and we were those idiots.
And then there's no day.
Rolled up in a minivan.
Yeah, it's like, that's a good idea. Oh no, it's not. and then but it made it to NME, so that was, I was pretty happy about that.
No passports taken off, you just dope and they let you go.
No, we just had to write our name on a list and give them the stuff, and away we went. It was still scary though. They had German shepherds and stuff, and they spoke German and they were in uniform.
They would sound angry. Yeah.
Did you write
they
down?
Sound very
you
scary.
Did you write down Jordan Luck's name?
Damn! If only I could go back in time.
It's always great to have you in. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Awesome being here.